Delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Did you follow me there? When you make right choices, you know, and you follow God. Now see, we become righteous through Christ. But are you under? We can never become any more righteous. But in your walk in this life, there are things you learn to do that are right. You understand? Right choices. But Adam had the option because he was innocent. If he'd have resisted, he'd have become righteous. But he didn't. And so Jesus had to come. Now, let's take a look at the incarnation of Christ. Christ incarnate. The word carnation, I'm not talking about the flower or the canned milk. The word carnation means carnal. It means dirt. Carnation means that a spirit entered dirt. So when we talk about Christ's incarnation, his spirit entered a body. How many know? Even till today, demons are still illegal. They've been illegal. They were from the day one till now. They're still illegal. It's just that people who have been given dominion in the earth invite them. Remember, Jesus was confronting, I forget what it was, but he confronted these demon-possessed people, and they said, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" Remember that? In other words, they're still illegal, but the person gave them place to function in the dirt body so that they could do their mischief. That's why God gives us authority and power. We have authority to cast them out. Why? Because you're legal. You're authorized. And they are not. You're the only one authorized. The dog started acting up. Put him in his place. Whatever it is, the gorilla chasing you, stop and say, "In Jesus' name." Watch the gorilla stop. So carnation means carnal. Wow. The most important object that you possess on earth, and I said this yesterday, it kind of blew, when I was studying this, it kind of blew me away too. But the most important object or possession you have on earth is your body. Yes, it is. Tell somebody, take care of that body. This message ought to cause some to change their diet a little bit. Turn the plate over a little bit more. Back up off of some things you've been greasing on. Why is that? When you lose your body, have you ever thought about this? When you lose your body, you become illegal. You are illegal in the earth. But in other words, you ain't here no more. Amen. You can't do nothing here. Amen. You lose your body. Not your spirit. Your spirit ain't never going to die. But you lose your body, you become illegal. Amen. You can't hang around here, no spirit, you know, at home, trying to, you know, communicate with. No, the devil is a lie. Amen. Well, I felt the spirit, and no, you didn't. You felt the devil. This spirit is gone. They're illegal here. They are not here anymore. Well, I saw them. No, you know, you ain't. You saw the devil, them demons that are illegal. Somebody lose their body, they're gone. Game over. Make you want to start taking care of this body a little bit more, don't it? And I'll show you why too, because it's really important. It's the most important thing that we possess in the earth is our body. When you lose it, you become illegal. You have to leave. You did. You ain't hanging around here. You gone. Death. You leave the earth. Spirits never die, but the body dies. Our body is what keeps us legal on the earth. Some of us don't know how, I'm going to say it this way, don't know how bad we are. I say bad in a good way. This is why demons try to enter bodies. That's why they want to enter bodies. They want to try to become legal. But they're illegal no matter what. Okay, they get in swine, they're still illegal. They're illegal. Somebody say demons are illegal. But they try to get in bodies so that they can function on the earth. And this is why the world is messed up. I said, this is why. This is your answer. This is why the world is messed up. Amen. It's in darkness. And people are yielding themselves to these spirits. But now, because you are the church and you have a body, you have legal right to cast demons out. Even if you've never done it before, it's a legal right that you have. And if you understand and appreciate prayer and declarations and your mind is in the right place, demons will obey you. You're not like the sons of Sceva. They will obey you. But see, the enemy has people in a whirlwind of uncertainty. And you know, I'm not all that. No, I'm already telling you what you are because of your body and because you're saved. Now, here's something to understand. God chose to make himself illegal on the earth. Somebody say, Selah. Come on, somebody say, Selah. God chose, he said, let us make man and let them have dominion on earth. Psalm 115 says God rules and owns the heavens, but he's given the earth to men. This will change your prayer life. This will change how you pray, because whenever you pray or decree, you're giving license to the government of heaven. And if you stop praying, everything comes to a screeching halt. Why ain't that? Because you stop praying. That's why I said man ought to always pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing. Why? Because your prayer is moving heaven into the earth realm legally. God chose to make himself illegal on earth. He said, let the humans, the humus man, the one I gave a body of dirt to, have the authority there. And his body is what gives him legal right. How many of God is a spirit? God didn't have a dirt body. And God, this you know for certain, will never violate his law, his word. God will never, we can trust him. Tell somebody right now, you can trust God. We've all been through patches or seasons in our life where we had trouble trusting God. It's because our focus was in the wrong place. We allowed stuff to distract us, stuff to knock us down, stuff to discourage us, stuff to threaten us and intimidate us. And we're wondering if God really meant what he said. But, you know, God will never violate his word. Tell somebody right now, you can trust him. With all your heart. We have to learn and grow to where we don't lean on our own understanding. No, God is in control. Whatever's going on, God is in control. Whatever is happening, God said it's working together for my good. Amen. Whatever God says, we always will triumph. Amen. We always will have the victory. Tell somebody, if you're going through, you're coming out gold. Amen. Now, I find this fascinating as a study. God needs humans to interfere with Earth's affairs. He made himself illegal. And we wondering, why won't God do something? Where God at? Why won't God come? Was that time you prayed? Was that time you made a decree? Hello? I'm going to say it again. I hope I drive this deep into your heart, because the Lord needs humans, his church, his body, in order to interfere with Earth's affairs. And believe me, God will interfere. God will disrupt stuff, tear down stuff, pull down stuff, rebuke stuff, bind stuff. Amen. Nothing on earth can happen unless the Lord has human cooperation. Tell somebody right now, that's just how bad you are. And the devil been trying to tell you all your life, you ain't nothing. You'll never amount to anything. You mess up every time you do something. He's trying to convince you otherwise, because he already knows you have authority here, because you're human-ish inside a dirt body. Now, without license from mankind, the Lord will not interfere or intervene in life's affairs. Now, I want you to think about this. If you look, see, when you go read your Bible now, you're going to read it a little differently. You're going to see every time man accomplished something or God did something in the earth, man was involved. Amen. It wasn't just God coming down in spirit form. There was man. God himself cannot interfere in the earth without the consent and license.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.